And Dr. Ashok Umat is in for Dr. Mitch. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
So, gluten intolerance. And apparently, is this worse? What are we talking about here that's the real cause of gluten intolerance?
Okay, good question. Well, let's break this down, Andrew. So let's start with gluten. Gluten is a protein which is found inside various grains. So wheat, barley, rye, spelt, kamut. Gluten is not found in rice or corn. And what's celiac disease? Celiac disease worldwide affects maybe 1% to 2% of the population. It's an autoimmune disorder that's triggered by exposure to gluten in the small intestine. So then your intestine gets exposed to that. Your immune system goes into overdrive. It makes antibodies to attack the lining of your own small intestine. It causes diarrhea, abdominal pain, bloating, weight loss, anemia. The tricky part is in some patients, you can have real celiac disease and not very obvious symptoms. And it's diagnosed with blood tests and a colonoscopy. So what's gluten sensitivity? So these are patients, all their tests for celiac disease come back negative, yet the patients say they feel much better on a gluten-free diet. So what's going on? That brings us to FODMAPs. So patients on a FODMAP diet who are gluten sensitive often report that they're feeling better. FODMAP stands for fermentable oligosaccharide, disaccharide, monosaccharide, and polyols. It just means a small group of everyday foods, small sugars, small carbohydrates. You can find them in grains, vegetables and fruit, nuts, cheese, some artificial sweeteners. We can't digest them, Andrew, so they pass into the colon where our gut bacteria break them down, causing gas, bloating, discomfort. And some patients, the gluten-sensitive patients, are particularly sensitive to these effects. So one type of FODMAP sugar is called fructose. And a bunch of fructose molecules together is called a fructan. It's also found in wheat, rye, barley, where the gluten protein is also.
Oh.
So what's the connection?
Yeah.
That brings us to the study. What they did in the study is they took three groups of patients and they gave them granola bars. The first group had granola bars, only gluten protein inside. Second group had granola bars, only fructose or fructan inside. Third group had neither of those in. And lo and behold, in the gluten-sensitive patients, it was the fructan fructose, not the gluten, that triggered the symptoms. So this, Andrew, brings us one step closer that in gluten-sensitive patients or maybe irritable bowel patients, maybe the main culprit is fructan or fructose.
Okay, so what's the suggestion then?
Okay, so that brings us back to for patients that are in this category, gluten sensitive or irritable bowel syndrome, we need to get a dietitian involved. First, they see their family doctor, gastroenterologist, to rule out that they don't have the more dangerous, more important celiac disease.
Right.
Once we're sure they don't have that, they need to be on a low FODMAP diet. So those everyday foods I talked about, but low in them so they don't cause all the bloating and symptoms. And as we do more and more research, maybe we'll be able to identify, maybe it's not all the FODMAP foods we need, maybe particular the fructan and a few others.
It's thanks very much.
No problem, Andrew.
That's Dr. Ashok Umat of Cardiogenics.